כסימך חף גימו צסתי נקריאה ספר תורה. So over here we go through some of the dinim of kriya sefer Torah. So it's reported the Gemara Bava Kama that the takana of reading sefer Torah on Mondays and Thursdays was because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They based it on a pasuk v'yelchu shleshes yom b'midbar v'lo yimatzu mayim. So mayim is Torah. So the idea was that they shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. So what happens if, let's say, you have a place that they did not read on Monday? So should they read on Tuesday? So this is the question in the Paiskim. Halacha l'maaseh the Kaf HaChaim and the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Lamed Hei Paskin that you do not read on. You do not need to be mashlim if you missed it on Monday. You did not need to be mashlim it on Tuesday. However, if let's say you missed it in the morning, now it's mincha, and you could hear it by mincha. So that's also a question if we do or not. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to paskin that Mishnah Berurah Siman Kuf Lamed Hei Sifkat Anav seems to say with pshitas that the Kriya of Shein Chamishi B'Dieved is Kol HaYom Zman Huz. The whole day is the Zman of it. Therefore, if one did not read in the morning, they could read later on. There's two tshuvas from Vazna, where one of them is in Chedek Dal Simen Tes Vav, the second one is in Chedek Hei Simen Tes Zayin Ois Dalet, where he's writing to people that B'Kviyas will not be able to do it B'Shachris, or for a certain time of the year, cannot hear Kriyas HaTorah B'Shachris, they have to be at work, or they have to be they're in the army, and they won't be able to do it in Mincha. So whether they should do it B'Kviyas by Mincha or not, so he's ma'arich on that. He's worried that maybe it will come to like a shinui in the tzuris at takana that people will think, oh, you do it at mincha also or whatever. But akopanim, the idea is that there shouldn't be 3 days without Torah. The Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah, and the Kes Mishnah over there discuss who made this takana of reading it on Monday and Thursdays. And in the Sefer Teres Chaim, he brings rayas in Bava Kama, and it's so given in Bava Kama Bebeis, he brings rayas that the takana was after the Petira, was made after the Petira of Moshe Rabbeinu. And some of them died from the Yishami, that's from the times of Ezra HaSefer, this takana. The Kriya that we read on Shabbos by Mincha, that was by Ezra, because of the Yeshua Kranes. Mechalikz Yushayin, who the Yeshua Kranes are. Rashi, the Shittu Betz, the Miri, different Peshat, and who the Yeshua Kranes are. The Kriya on Yontif, however, the Kriya on Yontif, it's before the Masechta Megillah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken to read every Yontif, the Indian of that day. Also, we find that there was a Takana, also in the Gemara Megillah, it's before there was a Takana to finish the Torah once a year or once every 3 years. Okay. Now let's start Sif Aleph. Kishimitzin is a sefer Torah min Aron HaKodesh. So now we're talking about Hutzah Sefer Torah. When taking the Sefer Torah out from the Aron HaKodesh, v'noisinoisei al ha-teva, and you're carrying it to the teva, to the bima, shekar ba'isham, where you can read over there on the bima, noisinoisei derech tzafon, Shulimin Hanaisi. He goes towards the right, which is the derech of Tzafin. Achshemachzir Naisi El Aron HaKodesh. When you return it to the Aron HaKodesh, Naisi derech Dorim. It's Rechon LaHachzik as the Sefer Torah Yad Yamin. You need to hold the Sefer Torah in your right hand. Mitzvah Kol Adam She Sefer Torah Oyvel Lefanim She Yelava Yisay Ad El HaTeva. So like this. So we started off that when you open the Arain, when you take it out of the Aron HaKodesh, carry. Okay. Now the halacha is that when we open the Arain, we say Vayimen Soya, right? Then we take the Sefer out. The even though there were places that had the minig to only say Vahibin Soya on Shabbos, but the general minig is that we say that we the psukim Vahibin Soya Aharon is brought down the Kolboy, but it's written that we only say it on Shabbos. On Shabbos we add also from the psukim of Ein Kamoicha Ve'Ein Kamachuscha, other psukim also. Some people have the minhag to say Atah Reisa on Shabbos. It's also brought down in an earlier svarim. In Yontif and Yom Ne'Royim, Hashan Rabbah, when it comes out during the Chol, the minhag is in many places to say Yud Gimel Midas. Okay, now we take the Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh, and he stands there, and he's from the Aron HaKodesh, and he stands there until the people, when they take Sefer Torah out, everyone has to be standing until the Sefer Torah reaches its place, or until it's far enough they can't see it anymore. Now, the minig is also to say Brich Shmei, which the makar to it is in the Zoya and Pashas Vayakal. Now, the Lashon over there in the Zoya is Mashma, that you take it out after, you say the Brich Shmei after you take the Sefer Torah out from the Aron. And that's why it's brought down in the Shaar Ephraim and in the Mishnah Brura, Simkov Lamedalas of Kotni Gimel. Rav Moshe has a tshuva chelik dalat siman ayin his test says ein limchos amisha noy loyte sefter achab brich shmei kim shlem tzinu din ze klal b'div Rav Sena Roshayna. In other words, even though the Mishbrur says that you say brich shmei and then afterwards you take the sefter out, however Rav Moshe says Moshe seems to be of the opinion that you say Brich Shmei before you take the Sefer Torah. I'm sorry, one second. You take the Sefer Torah out. Saying in general, we say Brich Shmei after you take the Sefer Torah out. Right, Moshe is of the opinion that you say the Brich Shmei. No one's saying it has it. In general, people take the Sefer Torah out first, right?
No.
No, first day.
First take
the Sefer Torah. First day. Then you say Brich
Shmei.
That's it. Right?
Why? Most people don't take it out first.
Right? Most people don't take it out, right? Most people don't take it out first. They say Brich Shmei and then they take it out and give it to the Chazan right away. However, Moshe says, Ain limchos on those that know like that, because he was of the opinion that it's better to first, now in the Sefer Yisod Rishosh Avoda, he explains that the importance of saying Brich Shmei, the importance of it, and he goes so far as saying that even if you're still in the middle of the Vurachum of Tachron, you should take the Sefer Torah out. When they take Sefer Torah out, you should be mafsik in Mild Vurachim to say Brich Shmei. However, the post can bring down Shevra Levi, and Chelik Zayin Simi Yabes, he says not to be mafsik. And L'chore, the same thing is true in middle of Psukei the Zimra, that you're not mafsik for Brich Shmei. The just quote a Lashon from the Sefer Torah Shavuot, he says, Brich Shmei Hei Adam Nizem Ma'oy La'oymoy Shas Hitzoa Sefer Torah V'Kavana Atzuma, with a tremendous amount of Kavana. Ki Nusach Tefila Zu Huva B'Zer HaKadosh V'Gam Ti Elis Amirase V'Kavana Hi Tikin Goda Akeri Rachman Latzan Kemuva B'Sfar. It has a tremendous Ti Elis for a Tikin for a Keri. Al Kobanim the Alach HaMaisa, You don't have to be mafsik to say it. If someone didn't get a chance to say it right away, you can still say Brich Shmei until they open up the Sefer Torah. meaning let's say someone says it slowly or he started late, the meaning is until they open up the Sefer Torah, you could say it. The Shaar Ephraim, which is the Sefer on Achas Kriyas Sefer Torah, which is quoted very much by the Paiskim, he writes that if you didn't say it when you were taking it out, you could say it. Which means that when they open the Sefer Torah, meaning let's say by Hagba. But again, the minig is that until they open the Sefer Torah, you still could say Brech Shmei. Now the Kitzes said that the Chazan shall hold the Sefer Torah in his right hand. It's based on a pasuk v'yaminai. And also the Torah was given with the right? So therefore you hold it with the right. Over here the halacha is that even a lefty holds it with the right hand. Unless he's worried that the Sefer Torah is too heavy and he could come to drop it, so then he'll hold it with his left hand. But otherwise, he holds it with his right hand. The meaning is that the Chazan... Now on Shabbos, the Chazan also says when he takes out the Sefer Torah, he says Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad Echad and Gadol, right? The Chazan, the Achashulchan brings, he lifts the Sefer Torah a little when he says Shema Echad and Gadol. On Shabbos Yontif, he faces the Tziba. When he says Shema and Echad, he faces the Tziba. Gadol, he turns towards the Oren, and he bows a little. The Ramah writes that the Kal does not say Galu, and that's the meaning that the Kal doesn't say Galu, but Shema and Achad, that the Kal also says. And then the Chazan goes to the Tzatzafim, which is to the right, and it's a mitzvah, and anyone that the Sefer Torah passes by, to follow the Sefer Torah. So even though the Kitz says to follow it until the Teva, however, the meaning is brought down the Shaar Ephraim is just a few steps. If the Sefer Torah is passing by you, to go behind it for a few steps. That's the meaning. It's also brought down that if the Sefer Torah passes by him, he should kiss it. If he can't kiss it with his mouth, he can kiss it with his hand. He can touch it, and then afterwards kiss his hand, like we do with tefillin. And even though it's brought down from the Rizal that this is a minig bayris, right? But still, people have the minig. Others hold that b'chal better not to kiss the Sefer Torah as nakias and germs and things like that. And therefore, if he's a demis, if he's a chayla, says pasha that he should worry about a hezek the rabbim and he shouldn't do it. But otherwise, each person according to their minig. But what's brought down halach is to take a few steps to follow. Okay, have a wonderful day.
Used to have Sefer Torah, which would be like this fuzzy ones now.